Welcome to the Wahoo Central Podcast, our weekly look inside University of Virginia athletics. I'm Jeff White from virginiasports.com. And my guest on this Wednesday afternoon at the McHugh Center is Pavin Smith, the cleanup hitter on the UVA baseball team. Pavin, thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having me.
The NCAA field was announced Monday, 2 days ago. On this day last year, you and your teammates were flying to L.A. and getting ready to play an NCAA regional at Lake Elsinore. I know that was an unforgettable road trip, but all things considered, are you excited to be playing at home this weekend?
Yeah, I can't wait to play at home, play in front of the fans, and they gave a lot of support, and we feed off their energy.
UVA's roster includes 17 players who weren't on the team last year, 15 freshmen and 2 junior college transfers. Even though you're only second year, do you feel like a savvy veteran on this team?
Yeah, you know, being only or one of the half of the team that's been here before, I have to teach the freshmen, you know, how it goes, how the playoffs are, and, you know, it's win or go home, so we got to come out with a lot of intensity.
What's the biggest lesson you took away from postseason last year?
The biggest lesson would probably just be, you know, you got to take it pitch by pitch and take it game by game, not try to look ahead. You know, after we lost the first game to Vanderbilt, you know, we didn't get 2 down. We knew we had to just win the next game. We couldn't look forward to having to win 2 in a row. So if you look at it like that, it's a lot more difficult.
Right. You're from Florida, which is a state with a number of good college baseball programs, Florida State, Miami, right, just to name 3. How does a kid from Palm Beach Gardens end up in Charlottesville at the University of Virginia? Do you have any ties to UVA?
No, I think it was just fate and, you know, just coming up here and just looking at it, looking at the school. You know, you actually get to experience all 4 seasons. You know, it's the first time in a while I've been able to do that. So I think just the overall environment just, you know, got me to go here.
At what age were you when Virginia started recruiting you seriously? And who was your lead recruiter?
I committed here when I was a sophomore in high school, so I was about 15, and Coach Mack actually came and saw me in a tournament in Fort Myers, but once he saw me, I basically just talked to Coach O'Connor most of the time.
How much did you know about UVA kind of before that process started? Had you seen the team play on TV or anything about the school?
Right when I committed, they were the number one seed in Omaha, but, you know, when I was telling all my friends that I committed to University of Virginia, they all – like, none of them really knew what it was. They asked me, like, Virginia Tech, Because I guess the football team with Virginia Tech, I guess they were a lot better back then. So, most of my friends really didn't even know what Virginia was.
And they know now, though,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
The Rockies selected you in the 32nd round of the MLB draft in 2014. Were you tempted at all to turn pro coming out of high school, or had you made your mind up that you were going to college?
I was tempted, but not at the 32nd round. Like, I gave them a set number for, like, what I wanted to get, and if I didn't get it, I was completely happy with coming here.
You arrived here in the summer of 2014 with another Floridian, right, Adam Haseley.
Yep.
Adam's from the Orlando area, which I realize is a long way from Palm Beach Gardens.
Right.
Did you guys ever cross paths in travel ball high school?
Right. Yeah, he played for the Orlando Scorpions, and I actually was – very close to playing with him. I tried out for the team. I made the team, and I just at the end of the day, I just wanted to play travel.
But that's like three.
Two hours away. Yeah.
Did you guys of the two of you, who was the first to commit to Virginia?
I believe I was, but yeah.
Did you talk to him at all during that process?
Not really. Adam's a really quiet guy, so was I. So I really didn't talk to him that much.
When did you become aware that he had committed? Did you contact him after he committed, or?
Not really. I just saw him at some of the pro workouts with me, and like I just said hi and like introduced myself because I knew we were gonna be playing college baseball together. But really didn't have his number at all, or just became good friends since we got here.
What's the quality of baseball like in Florida? Obviously, the weather's good.
Yeah, I mean, you can play all year round, so like everybody is getting. Is good because they practice and play all the time. So the quality just definitely prepared me for college. But, I mean, it's nothing like the ACC in retrospect.
At what point in your career did you start focusing on baseball? Did you play other sports growing up?
Yeah, in high school I still played basketball until my junior year. But I was a big baseball, basketball guy mainly.
So none of that stuff is in – I don't think your basketball is in your bio. But maybe it is. But – your bio does say you have 3 sisters. Are they athletically inclined as well?
Not exactly. I don't want to – I mean, they're into, like, horses and more art things. But, They, when we're out playing like front yard games, they play, but
yeah. What about your athletic ability? You get that from either your parents or?
Yeah, both of my parents are athletic, and my mom's dad is, I get my size from that side of the family, and my dad's very athletic, and we still go out and play golf together and, you know, do a whole bunch of things.
Your dad played baseball?
He played a little bit of baseball. He's mainly a golf guy, though.
You had a storybook first year at Virginia. You were a freshman All-American. You led the team in hits. You batted 400 at the ACC tournament. You hit 302 in the NCAA tournament. And then in the final game of the season at the College World Series, you had a two-run home run and an RBI single to help Virginia win its first NCAA baseball title. What was that whole year like for you once you had time to reflect on it?
Yeah, it was really fun. It was probably the best year of my life, looking back on it. It had a lot of ups and downs, you know, struggled sometimes, but that's part of maturing, I think. And, you know, I didn't have the best College World Series, but going up into the final game, coaches and teammates kept confidence in me, and I finally broke through.
Did you come here expecting to play, you know, right away as a first year? Did you have any idea what to expect?
Yeah, that was my goal, to be a starter my first year. I think I tried to work all fall for that and ended up getting it.
I guess one of the most remarkable things about your first year is that you played most, if not all of it, with a bad elbow that eventually required Tommy John surgery. Yep. Did you come to school with that, or did you hurt it?
I hurt it my junior year in high school. I had a partial tear, and I got a PRP shot, which is supposed to help. It's like, I think it's like 70%. It like gets it back to normal if it's a small tear. And then in the fall, my freshman year, when I was pitching, I hurt it again, and I got that same shot to try to help it because it was still partially torn. But and then during the spring, it started to bother me again, and they said at the end of the year I'll probably have to get surgery just to make sure. And when Dr. Andrews went in there, he said it was hanging on by a thread. So,
how did that not affect you at the plate at all? Or did it?
No, it didn't at all. It didn't hurt one bit swinging. I don't know. I don't really use the elbow swinging. I guess it's more my hands and, you know, my body. So I'm
not
sure.
Could you feel it when you were playing first, or when you were throwing the ball, or were
when
you
I was
limited?
Playing outfield, it hurt sometimes when I would throw all the way to home. Like, and it really bothered me like halfway through the year, and then all of a sudden it just went away. I don't know what it was.
I think
it
you
just,
said that adrenaline maybe helped in postseason.
Yeah, that definitely helped.
So the guy who did the surgery, the legendary Dr. James Andrews, how does one go about becoming one of his patients operation like that?
I think Virginia hooked me up with it, but, you know, he's a really nice guy. I didn't expect, I didn't know what
big
to expect.
Big sports fan,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, I thought he might have, like, a big ego or something because he does all these guys, but he's, like, one of the most down-to-earth people I've met.
Got to be very reassuring to know he's doing your surgery, isn't it?
No, he's one of the best in the business.
So once the team got back from Omaha last year, many of your teammates scattered around the country to play in summer leagues. What was your summer like?
I stayed here in rehab. I took a class and helped with the camps and, you know, just rehabbed my arm back, try to get back to where I am.
And then you had a light fall, right?
Right. I just I didn't swing one time until I think it was November. So, like, I was first base coach trying to do the best I could to help the team any way possible, but, you know, I didn't get to do much.
Your senior year of high school, you were 5-0 as a pitcher. You had a 0.66 ERA. Oh. Will we ever see you pitch at Virginia? I think I've asked you that before.
I'm not quite sure. I think we'll reassess that at the end of this year in my end-of-the-year meeting, but right now just focus on hitting and playing first base, and if they need me in the outfield, and go out there.
So was the plan when you came here before you tweaked your elbow your first year that you were going to be a two-way player?
Yeah, I was going to be just like what Adam's doing. I'm not sure.
Yeah, you jealous at all to see Adam?
He has a lot of work to do. He's always doing something, whether it's the pitching and the hitting. So, you know, I just take it how it is.
You set the bar awfully high with your performance last season, but there's really been no sophomore slump for you. You're hitting .329. You're tied for second on the team in home runs with Adam, and you're second in RBI too. You've been pleased with your play this season?
Yeah, I think I've been pleased. I think there's still room for improvement, and I work every day to, you know, try to improve.
What are you better at this year than you were last year, do you think?
I think I'm just more comfortable in the box and knowing what the pitcher is going to do to me, you know, whether it's, you know, try to sit off speed sometimes and what situations to do that in, and, you know, not trying to get too down on myself when you do go into a slump, because it's like it's going to happen, and you just got to keep working on it.
What about going into the NCAA tournament at this time last year? You'd never played in it before. Was there some trepidation going into it, just not being exactly sure what to expect?
Yeah, and I think this year I just have to pass my knowledge down to what the freshmen and the freshmen that are starting and the freshmen that have a chance to get into the game and just tell them to relax and play it like it's a normal game.
The other teams in the Charlottesville Regional are Bryant, East Carolina, and William & Mary, and Virginia's already played two of them, East Carolina and William & Mary, this season. That was early in the season, though. Right. Do those results have much bearing on what will happen this weekend, do you think?
No, I don't think so. I think the only thing is being able to see their pitching before, and we're going to take a look at how they pitched us when we played them earlier in the year, and we'll take that into account when we step into the box and try to look for pitches.
The team proved last year that a poor showing at the ACC tournament does not necessarily mean, you know, a poor showing in the NCAAs is right. going to follow. But getting that win against Louisville on Saturday night, what do you think that means
for
the team?
Well, I think it gives us big confidence that we can – I mean, Louisville's second national seed, I'm pretty sure, and we beat them pretty handedly in that game, and they're a great team, and I think it just shows that we can beat anybody in the country.
How has your UVA experience been away from the baseball diamond? Have you picked a major? Do you enjoy in school?
Yeah, I'm a sociology major. I think school's tough, but, you know, it's going to be worth it in the end to get that degree from the University of Virginia.
All right, final question. You said you're a former basketball player. I assume you watched the basketball team here.
Yeah.
Any player or players in particular you've enjoyed watching in your 2 years?
I'm friends with Isaiah and Mario, so enjoy watching them. I had a couple classes with them, and obviously Malcolm Brogdon. He was one of the best players in the whole league. So I enjoy watching him. Miss him. I look forward.
Are you
to
a regular JPJ, or do you just watch it on TV?
I normally watch it on TV. It's hard to get tickets because I'm not able to go to like all the other sports games.
Right.
So I'm kind of low in the lottery.
Well, listen, Pavin, thanks again for your time, and I hope your second NCAA tournament goes as well as your first one did.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
For Virginia, the number one seed in the Charlottesville Regional, the NCAA tournament starts Friday afternoon with a 1 o'clock game against William & Mary. If the Hoos win, they'll play at 6 o'clock on Saturday night. As far as UVA athletics go, baseball is the only show in town this weekend, and we hope to see you out at Davenport Field. If that's not an option, the games can be seen on ESPN3. For information on the regional and all 25 of Virginia's teams, check virginiasports.com. I'll be back soon with another Wahoo Central podcast. Until then, thanks for listening.